Walker told the Operating Engineers Union in Pewaukee this morning that he wants to invest $6.4 billion in state transportation infrastructure over the next 2 years. That includes large sums for the Zoo Interchange and Hone Bridge in the Milwaukee area, and smaller amounts for freight rail to carry things like frac sand and some harbor improvements. Walker contends there'd be $824 million in new state funds, though he admits much of that would come through borrowing money for the big road projects.
But we've got a series of ways to accelerate the repayment on that over time, and that will help us keep those projects on schedule, keep other road projects around the state on schedule.
Walker says he's looking at selling excess state property, like some land the Transportation Department acquires for projects. Asked if he plans to sell state-owned power plants, he said could be, but says that would be done through a bidding process. Terry McGowan of the Operating Engineers is just happy that more of his members would likely get jobs if the Walker budget passes.
Hundreds of our people that work in the road industry were out of work long before the recession hit.
And 2 years ago, Walker canceled plans for high-speed rail between Milwaukee and Madison, preventing the hiring of some bridge builders and crane operators. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.